You're listening to SBS News.
The Jewish celebration of Hanukkah is popularly referred to as the Festival of Lights. Marked by 8 days of traditional foods, songs, dancing and gifts, it honours the Jewish Maccabean defeat of a Greek tyrant king in the 2nd century BC. After the triumphant uprising, it's said a small quantity of oil miraculously lit the Jerusalem temple's menorah candle for 8 days. The message of hope and freedom has been communicated through generations.
Hanukkah, because there are 2 miracles of the oil when the Maccabees win the war and they find the oil in the temple.
Mr. Rossi and Ms. Rivki Shushart are the directors of Sydney-based Jewish youth organisation GEMS. According to Rivki, the GEMS mission is to help kids
celebrate being Jewish in a very fun, hands-on way.
Holiday camps, community work and group activities are designed to help young Jewish children better understand their faith. Yossi says Hanukkah is all about religious freedom, spreading the light, overcoming adversity and not allowing evil to triumph.
Judaism is joyful, is meant to be celebrated throughout all of its times, but if there's any more serious message we take away is that evil can only triumph if good people are not prepared to stand up against it.
Part of the work is sharing the empowering message of Hanukkah.
Kids have a power to light up the world with their energy, with their smiles. They could really change the world for a better.
From the outside, it might seem like one big party, but Hanukkah carries a far more significant underlying message, one especially relevant in 2020.
Nowhere or no year has the message of Hanukkah not been more relevant. Giving people context, giving people a sense of certainty, giving people a sense of purpose, giving people a sense of belonging is so, so important at a time when there's so much doubt and uncertainty.
Rabbi Dr. David Slavin is the director of Sydney-based charity Our Big Kitchen and a man with a simple mantra.
Food brings people together irrespective of what their views are. Everybody has to eat.
The industrial-scale volunteer operation distributes 5,000 meals every week to people in vulnerable situations. Output has more than doubled during the pandemic.
People had stable, strong jobs who have never needed to ask for anything, suddenly, within a very short time, are needing to get help.
This Hanukkah, the rabbi, Yossi and Rivki came together, bringing in 100 GEMS kids to help meet demand, making traditional potato pancake latkes, sweet treats and regular meals, and distributing them to those in need, regardless of faith.
Pick up your potatoes! Pick up your rolling cake!
We could brighten up the world with one good deed, and that's what we're here. We are here to do good deeds, to bake Hanukkah cookies like we just did in the past, to bring it to the old age home, to bring it to the homeless.
Lessons in faith and the spirit of Hanukkah are giving the collaboration extra significance.
You inspire people, it takes them to a different mindset. Rather than feeling about what we don't have, what our individual problems are, we say, look what we can be lucky for. We're in a lucky country, Australia.
And instilling a sense of purpose and mission to tackle life's challenges.
It gives us the strength to overcome our challenges, even if they're big or small.